Hare Krishna. Today is Ekadasi. Today is Bhishma Panchaka begins, and it is also the disappearance day of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. I plan to just follow Panchaka by eating the fruit offering of Radha Damodar in the morning and a cup of Shabbos milk from Shabbosundar's cows in the evening. Bas. Not that super austere vow, but considering that we're starting rereading of a Raja Mahima tomorrow, and it's the last month of our marathon, I think it's the best that I can do. And with that, we'll also complete another month of Kartik has been completed. Today, on my calendar, I noticed that it was the disappearance of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, but when I asked the devotees, they said no. And as it turned out, they were wrong. And I was concerned that we didn't properly announce and respect our venerable Acharya, which is really not a good thing. And I spoke a little briefly, particularly about a phenomenon that I don't think is just exclusive here to Hungary, but most places where I've been, and that is that we don't usually do proper respect to the appearance and disappearance day of our acharyas. Although perhaps on a appearance day, someone, devotee's appearance day, now I'm talking about one of our existing devotees here in Hungary, they will sponsor some sweet or something like that for the lunch for devotees to get everyone's blessings. But we won't have an extra preparation, on the other hand, for Gaur Kishore Das Babaji's disappearance or Rupa Goswami. I know that the common practice globally is after Mangal Arati to just announce that it's someone's appearance day and Dipa's appearance day, and that's it. It's very rare that devotees will then have any further observance other than that, and it's not ideal. Our whole method of advancement in Krishna consciousness is to get the mercy of the Vaishnavas. By the grace of the Vaishnavas, we get the grace of the Lord. And so it's our natural practice, it's to our advantage to remember those great souls, their achievements, something about their biography, about their life on those days where they appear and disappear from this world. By that we become attached to them, we become purified, we become the objects of their mercy and the objects of Krishna's mercy. And conversely, if we don't, we certainly become neglected by Krishna. There's a reason why we have a pandrika. There's a reason why it's in our calendar. And I'm quite sure, and this was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur who first set up the Panjika at Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj's request, that Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj didn't just expect us to make an announcement at Mangalaitik, but there was going to be a little more to it than that. So Krishna consciousness means festivals, and I would say that certainly it's proper to announce at Mangalarti, but at least at the beginning of the class, devotees can speak briefly about that person, and if local authorities want to do more, then certainly you're going to have a class on those that personality, and of course on disappearance days we sing the song for disappearance. That song the devotees know is Jai Anilo Premadana by Narottam Das Thakur. So that's just a thought and perhaps a message that may be valued by some, of value to some. Whatever is being done officially within the halls of our temples, certainly we can do whatever we like in our own home, privacy in our own home, and be careful not to neglect. I'm not using this site as something to every single appearance, disappearance festival to explain. I do some, but I don't do all. I'm expecting the devotees will get that at their own temples or do that themselves. But today, let's talk a little about Gaur Kishoras Babaji, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's spiritual master, who, like Jagannath Das Babaji, lived in Vrindavan, and being unhappy with the way in which the Goswamis were directing things in the Vrindavan area, town area, the Radhakund Babaji's at Radhakund, he came to Navadweep and more or less ended up staying there in Navadweep. We have our prayer that we offer to him, Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambodhi Parambodhaya Tinamaha. And Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye, he's the personification, Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye, he is the personification of renunciation or detachment. Gaura Kishoras Babaji was extremely detached. He sometimes didn't wear clothes. He rarely ate. When he did eat, he would sometimes eat the mud of the dam, or he would eat some rice soaked in the skull. Pretty renounced. And while we're not expected to practice that level of renunciation, but the essence of renunciation, which is to turn away from the material world and turn our faces towards Krishna, that that we are meant to be practicing. And by seeing the extreme renunciation of others, how seriously others take it, it gives us an idea of how seriously at least the lesser renunciation that we're practicing we should stick to. Alright, we can't do what they do, but certainly we should do what we're meant to do. 16 rounds, regulative principles, and other vows that we may have personally adopted, we should not neglect them. And Gaura Kishoras Babaji became very friendly with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He used to come, listen to his lectures. He very much appreciated Bhaktivinoda Thakur as a liberated soul. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also had a reciprocal relationship with Gaura Kishoras Babaji. And he advised Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to take initiation from Gaura Kishoras Babaji. Although Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur more or less envisaged and saw his father as his spiritual master. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is his spiritual master. But generally speaking, it's not advised that one take initiation from one's own family member. It doesn't make an ideal example. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur told him that he should take initiation from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. And of course there's a history of how Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, who took a vow not to accept disciples, played hard to get, but ultimately he did accept Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and gave him the name Parshabhanu Devi Dvaita Das, the servant of the lover of the princess of Barshana, which means Krishna, Krishna's servant. And on this appearance, on this date, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji left this world, and it was in 1915, I believe, and that means that we're approaching the 100th anniversary of that disappearance. Before leaving his body, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji had informed, had it known, that he thought himself very fallen and he wanted his body dragged through the dirt of Navadvip because he was such a sinful person and fed to the dogs. And interestingly enough, the local pandas, Brahmins, whoever, were foolish enough to actually take this instruction seriously and actually came in order to fulfill that order. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was the disciple, he stopped them. He wouldn't have any of it. In fact, even the police were called because it was something that was going to turn into a row. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur proposed a solution. He said, all right, those of you that since yesterday haven't had any no, it's the other way around, sorry. Those of you who in this within this year have not had any illicit connection with women, then you come forward and you can consider that you're pure enough to take my spiritual master's body. No one came forward. He says, all right, well, those who haven't had any connection with women in the last month, still no one came forward. Finally said, all right, those of you who have followed your vows strictly in the last 24 hours, come forward. Still no one came forward. And on the basis of that, he said, well, then none of you are qualified to touch the body of my spiritual master. And so Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did the samadhi ceremony, and that samadhi is there at Rajapatan in Navadvip, or that is what we call Radhakund, very just on the banks of Radhakund, very beautiful little place. And there's actually a sandalwood tree there. They're very rare because still the weather is quite chilly in Mayapur for sandalwood trees to grow. And it's a very, very nice, peaceful part of Vrindavan. And Bhakti Saraswati Thakur also in establishing a temple at Radhakund. He also established a bhajan kutir, excuse me, another Pushpa Samadhi of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji there as well. And thus there are these two places where we can directly go and pray and ask for blessings. So today we should keep in mind the great personality, Gorkhasodas Babaji, who walked this earth, asked for his blessings, that we too may be able to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission and purify ourselves by thoughts of him and his different sayings, instructions, so much more could be said. I'll leave it to our listeners to look up these things for themselves as they're available in biographies on Gorkhasodas Babaji. Even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote a whole series of articles, My Gurudev, My Spiritual Master, those are also available. Highly recommended. Gorkhasodas Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai.